Sorrow and a Glad Heart. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for taking a moment out of your day to listen to the show. If you find yourself encouraged, please take the time to like, share, and subscribe to the show so more coaches can be reached. It's hard to believe, but once again, we've made it to the end of another school year. If you're in the northern part of the country, perhaps you have another month to go, but you can make it. This past year has certainly brought with it many challenges. As coaches, we've had to deal with things we've never had to deal with before. But with that comes new perspectives. We all were grateful this year for the simple opportunity to play. When the season was taken away last year, we didn't find ourselves anxious over wins and losses. Instead, we were heartbroken because we didn't get to play. In other words, we quickly realized what really mattered: the opportunity to compete and the opportunity to help our athletes grow along the way. As you take a moment to look back on this past year and your season, I want to throw out a simple thought about sorrow. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 3 tells us the following: "Sorrow is better than laughter, for by sadness of face the heart is made glad." Now, at first glance, this statement by King Solomon doesn't appear to make much sense. If we took the time to ask people on the street, I would imagine 10 out of 10 would at the very least give you a strange look when hearing those words. Nobody's first thought is that sorrow is more enjoyable than laughter. Laughter is equated with happiness, while sorrow is equated with grief. So who in their right mind would rather be sad than happy? Now, while there's some truth to that thought process, I don't think that's what Solomon had in mind. As our season came to a close this year, I really took some time to meditate on this passage of Scripture. The end of a season hurts. You never want it to be over. I'd gladly play 100 more games with my team if given the opportunity. So when it's over, it hurts. Why does it hurt? Well, it hurts because of the investment. And I think that's what Solomon's getting at. If you think about laughter, there doesn't have to be a lot of investment or commitment to get a laugh. A quick-witted statement or a joke elicits laughter. And laughter's good, but there isn't necessarily a lot of substance. Grief, on the other hand, always involves investment and value. Why do we mourn when a loved one dies? Because of all the time we spent with them and the moments that we shared. There was extreme value there, and when it's over, it's heartbreaking. Solomon goes on to say, "For by sadness of face, the heart is made glad." In the moment, the loss of a loved one or the end of a season hurts. But as we look back, our heart is glad because of all the good times that we had, the investment that we made into one another. There's true and lasting value there. I believe that's what Solomon's truly saying. While laughter can be good, the good and wholesome thing that you truly invest your life into, when you invest in other people, that's where real value is found. When those moments or seasons of life are over, it's going to hurt. But that hurt is worth it as the heart looks back and is glad for those times and the blessings from God that they are. So as we wrap up another season of the podcast, here's my passing thought for you and the challenge that I laid before my team as our season came to a close this spring. It's okay to hurt when it's over, because that proves that you were invested in each other. As you move forward this summer, don't be afraid to invest in the path you pursue and the people in it along the way, even if you know it may hurt down the road, because that is where true success and a glad heart will always be found. So thanks for tuning in this year, Coach. The Ultimate Ground Rules podcast will be back in August, ready to encourage coaches as they set out to make an impact in a brand new year. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.